chapter 7, for example. Divar malo liu l'neg dechasam. These things that we've spoken about should constantly be in front of your eyes. Meaning the idea we spoke about last week, a person knowing how to stay connected, no matter what he's doing, to being a ben Torah, not being influenced and being led or convinced to go astray. How even after a person actually leaves his formal yeshiva year setting, that person is able to maintain a strength and hashkafa, etc. So this is something that we have to be thinking about. And atis rachik min chavirecha rishonim shizachu liyishar b'torah kolor mukhalale. Very, very important advice. Again, when a person is forced and the time comes that he has to leave his yeshiva time, he also has to know not to distance himself from his friends that had these schus remaining in learning kolayom v'kolalayla. V'linchom al-kirbam avyer gan edem v'ruach ayotim ben kanfei achayos v'ofanim v'sarfekel. And those friends have the advantage, because they're in the base medrash, to breathe the air of gan edem, have the spirit, the wind that's coming from the wings of the chayos and the ofanim, blowing into them and breathing that holy air, we'll call it. So in other words, if you have friends who are still involved in yeshiva, and again, we're setting ourselves up now for what's going to be happening with ourselves as we grow over the next couple of years. There comes a time when a person leaves. The truth of the matter is, I look back and I have always tried to make a point of following this advice. Those friends that I have that, even though it sounds like a little bit like strange and long, but who have still had these sorts of sitting in yeshiva from the times they were 18, there, a few who are still, plugging away and, doing nothing other. So we want to keep a kesher to those people, a reminder, a little bit, where my home is, what I could be, doing, what I feel is chasha, what I feel is important and significant in life, and to maintain that anchor. Tisro imahem kapam befam, a person that you try to get together with those friends that are in yeshivos from time to time. Befrat b'shabbos is v'yom tovim, certainly in a Shabbos yom tov, to go and visit and to stay and experience a Shabbos or a yom tov in the yeshiva setting. Tikva l'chashir kavo b'chol yom l'tara. I'm reading quickly because, again, these ideas are not directly, connected to us yet. A person wants to try to set himself set himself certain siddurim every day in learning. Tomer Tehillim b'chayom, to say hello Tehillim every single day. To spalav kavana, to try to still daven with kavana. Tizar lahus hosiv mechala lekodesh b'shabbos v'yom tov. In person, to try to add extra time on to Shabbos and Yom Tov. Don't rush out to get out to doing whatever you're doing. The Saturday night fever that people sometimes get, you want to make it that Shabbos extends a little bit longer than it has to. And you, a Shabbos v'yom tov shachal kulo kodesh. Another important piece of advice for a person is to try to make his Shabbos and Yom Tov a time that's kulo kodesh. It's entirely filled with kedusha. B'chol haShavua techakelo, you yearn for that, wait for that all week long. Zeh hayom shavu ata mishtacherer min saon v'rashi gehenna v'nichnas l'gan eden. The person can have the feeling of Shabbos is the day that I have the schus to free myself from all the hustle and bustle and noise of the Gehenim of living out in the greater world, and able to go back into Gan Eden. Me'ein olam haba. And b'chol haShabbos tilma v'tadaber divrei kodesh m'chaverecha. Me'oz Shabbos, you should try to spend time learning. You should try to be talking divrei Torah and other divarim shiva kedusha with your old friends. Kepam b'pam te'ayim b'sefri musar chasidus u'chedom. And from time to time, look at different svarim that, in whatever sense they're going to be, are going to be inspirational to you. And that's an idea, at least, of how a person is able to maintain a contact with the world of Kedusha, the world of learning, even if he is forced to leave. And again, as we pointed out, I think it was 2 weeks ago, at the time period that he was writing in, there actually were a lot of people that were plain and simply forced to just make this like massive, 180-degree switch from being in yeshiva one day to now just being in a totally foreign environment. And so these are some ideas how a person can try and make an effort to stay connected. And you, fortunate Bachrim, who have had this chus to remain in the world of Torah, or those of us who are here right now, make sure, very basic advice, don't be marchik, don't distance that friend that left the yeshiva either, though. Rachamuna al nefesh umladazo. You should have a little compassion on him. Shenidchel tachas zerem barad mitzrayim ve'esh masakachas besocha barad asher makes kol nefesh asher lo yafla Hashem lehatzila. That guy, your good old friend, who just pushed into this very flowery and poetic way of saying, we'll try to translate the words, first pushed into the flow of, the downpour of Barad, the hail that fell on Mitzrayim with the water and fire, ice and fire, etc., that's killing off everything in its way, if Hashem is not going to be nice and try to save him. So when you have a friend like that who's stuck out in that crazy situation, don't just give up on him. Atem chasim b'tzel kanfe yashchina, you who are basking under the wings of the Shechina, kirvu gamo soyeshim in the carry of that guy also. Kol o chetiru shalibo shalem im Hashem umizgagei amatzava, kodem shahayim mesiv imcham yachab begin Eden. As long as you see that friend is still inside, basically a good guy who's yearning and would really have loved to have had the, you know, to have a situation where he could have been back in the Gan Eden that you guys are living in. If you see a guy who feels like that, so good. Make every effort to make sure he's part of the crowd. If you notice that the guy though is starting to spoil and going off, so dabru ito b'tuv uvenachas pam shtayim v'shalosh, you should speak to him nicely, gently for 2-3 times. Devar mayotzim milibichem, things that are coming out emanating from your heart that hopefully could try to move him and bring him back to where he wants to be. V'im lo to'ilo gam az, but if that doesn't help, then oz rikhko soloman lo tichvun chas v'shalom gam atim v'sreifas nishmas. Then sometimes you have to be forced to distance somebody, to say, you know what, I got to stay away, in order that you shouldn't get burnt also. Ki af acher shekores devarinu elo ad ko, even after you've read all the things that we spoke about up until now, v'acher shizernuhu v'zernuhu zirzernuhu, and after we were trying to warn and encourage, tzorachul nisim v'rachem imravim sheyisha yehudinem. Bottom line is a guy who you see like made up in his mind that he's just not doing this anymore is going to take miracles to be able to keep him a faithful Jew. Ki oz. Bottom line is, the Rebbe writes, I can encourage him and command him and push him more than HaKadosh Baruch Hu did when he first came into Olam Hazeh. Right, which is the famous Gemara that points out, Anida, the time a child is born, the Malach comes and is Mashbiya, makes him take a Shvua, Tihi Tzadik V'al Tihi Rasha. Right, so everyone was born into the world with that oath that we have to try to maintain on Halavai. We should be able to live up to that nevuah. And so he says, listen, if the guy is not going to listen to even that, why should he listen to me? But mikomakom, my rabbi anidach v'ne'avadim, the bottom line is there are a lot of people that get cast aside and lost, and Hashem yishmarenu mehem u'mehem, and Hashem should save us from them and their multitudes. Okay, so that was a very important parak that spoke about, one more time, a quick chazara, about the need for independence, to be able to stand up against other people, to be able to say, I don't really care what someone has to say, I'm doing the right thing, no matter what. Again, obviously there are consultations with the Rebbe and with Sfara, making sure we know what we're talking about, but once a person has his understanding of what his mission in life is, what a sense of priorities and things that are that he wants to accomplish and do, the idea that he knows that he can stand up to anything else and not have to be influenced or bothered, that is a mega important thing. And again, there was some divrei chizuk about the guy who find himself in that kind of a hostile environment. Okay, we're going to start off with Perichas. That's going to be the bulk of today. And we're moving into also some big prakim over here. Let's hope we can make some nice headway. Perichas is entitled Nechitzas Alios HaNefesh V'Yamidus. So we're going to speak about the necessity of an aliyah, of going up, steiging for your nefesh, and in midos, the necessity of growth. Okay, this is very, very important. The topic, obviously, to try to understand what not only just what's expected, but why it's so important, and some of the things that we have to look forward to and aspire to live up to. So, Talmid Vasik, my experienced Talmid, Chazor no es devarino ad ko. Try to go over, review what we've spoken about till now. Kach lecho beprotius kol tikon shirashamnu lecha l'sakin esnatzbo. You want to try to take all the particulars of the advice that we laid out to try to fix yourself up with. We spoke about a couple of different areas, right? Being lazy and lackadaisical, a person having a strong sense of independence, knowing what's right. All the different things that have been discussed up until now. Hachniseyo el kirbacha, try to bring those things inside of you, internalize them. V'taken atzvachavon, try to fix yourself up with them. V'imlo yala lecha b'pam achas. And if a person, if it doesn't work for you in one shot, you say, okay, I decide I'm going to work on this, and then you find, well, it's not working, I haven't really changed. So that al yipa libacha b'kirbacha. You have to realize that your heart should not fall. You shouldn't feel bad about that. Ki rak lipo v'laredes l'be'er shachas yecholim maher. The only thing you can really do fast in this life is to fall. You can speedily fall, and you can end up in a pit that you don't want to be in That you can do quick. But second, but to fix yourself up, Tzrichim Avoda Rabba Kasha Umesmedes. You need a lot of work that's going to be difficult, that's going to be constant. It's certainly not expected that a person should be able to actually really accomplish something in his meaningful life of Ruchnius in that one time. Oh, boom, I snap my fingers and now everything is gavaldic. That doesn't happen. Ad Rabba does the opposite. If you know something in yourself that's tainted, that's faulty, that you're lacking in, and you look through the things that we wrote in the Sefer, and you started to work and try to fix up that mida, lazy, like a day ago, whatever it was, and if you think, if it appears in your mind that I went through this process and now, hey, it actually worked and I fixed myself, you should know one very simple thing. You are tricking yourself. It can't be true. It takes a lot of time and a lot of opportunity to work on something. Well, the tactic to fix it up, little by little, until you're able to be victorious. Things don't happen easily. But Klal, you should know a general thing. What we spoke about and we discussed up until now is not really sufficient to enable you to raise yourselves up to the place that you could get to. Big challenge. What we spoke about up until now, and it's late on the year, it's already Adar Sheni. All we're really doing right now is doing some major cleaning up in your room. We're cleaning up the dust. We're cleaning up the mice, shekinenuba, that took that nested into your life. But cleaning out cobwebs and getting rid of some dirty underwear from the floor, that doesn't make a room ready to have the king come and stay in that room. It's going to take a lot more. You have to clean it. You have to put all the pretty pictures of the flowers and stuff around Liaposav Kalim Nun to beautify the room with nice Kalim furniture, Lafi Mishpat HaMelech Verucha, according to the rules and interests of whichever king that's going to be. Right? That's what we call the classic Sur Meiravi Asei Tov. Right? There are certain things that you got to get rid of the bad, and certain things that have to happen in order to now be able to actually get somewhere. So everything we spoke about up until now was just in the gather of working on things that are negative, right? Getting ourselves back to what I'm going to call a ground zero. But at the same time, a person also has to know, that's bad. At the same time, a person has to know, sorry about that. It's not supposed to be on. There you go. At the same time, a person also has to know that there's a lot that's expected us in terms of growth from ground zero back to up on high. Misha yeshba achas mikomidos anatios aros. Let's say a person has one of the bad midos or tendencies. Could go on. For example, hu atzel misrape or misbata ladasa olam. Okay? So let's say take some of the things we've discussed over the year. The guy is lazy, he's lackadaisical, he's mavata himself to other people's opinions. Nishchasu achiev shalovagia. That guy is messed up, he is, and it's going to be impossible for him to reach even the edge, the tip of the iceberg, of real Avodas Hashem. Scary thought. And lachain and therefore the initial things that we discussed were how to clean yourself from the dust, the poisonous dust and destructive dust that's there in the form of bad midos and issues. But Leos Yehudi am skulaso am krovo, shirotsu v'hisna Hashem imano o tzrichim hisyapos. But if you want to be a real Jew, part of the am segula, the nation that Hashem wants, the nation that Hashem made his deal with, so then you're going to have to beautify yourself. It's not just enough to get rid of the garbage, but you have to work on making yourself look good. You're going to have to grow and bring yourself close to Hashem even after you got rid of the gross and disgusting things that you had in your life. Okay, and sometimes we miss that point, and he's going to describe now a little bit more. Hello, Tira es Divrei HaMedrash. Let's check out a Medrash, the beginning of Koheles. Medrash says, Mi Nivra Bishvil Mi. Who was created for who? Right? Who came first? chickens or eggs. Yisrael b'shvil haTorah. Do we say the Jews were created for the sake of the Torah, or haTorah b'shvil Yisrael? Or is the Torah created for the sake of Am Yisrael? Which is the more important part of the equation? U'masayim ha-medrash haTorah b'shvil Yisrael. The Medrash says that, believe it or not, Klal Yisrael is the main thing. We're the most important thing in the world. The Torah was given, was created rather, for our sake, but we're the ultimate purpose and the ultimate goal of the world. Now, hishtav yishtomim, be flabbergasted and amazed. HaTorah shi kolkach kedosha. Torah es Hashem kolkach hishtoku kwa malachim eila. That holy Torah that the malachim were yearning for. All the stories in the Gemara and Shabbos, how they fought against Moshe Rabbeinu. All the whole big, grand, massive Torah. Kol etzim v'tachlis b'riyasa b'shvil Yisrael. All that's there to do is to be as a present, a tool for Klal Yisrael. It's there for us, for me and you. Ha'ein sof l'sinei ba. God, the eternal being, came to our Sinai. Imo miribavos kodesh. He brought along with him tens of thousands of angels. Hirim es ha-shamayim. He made the shamayim thunder. V'hirish es ha-aretz. And he made the land shake and rumble with noise. V'akol b'shvil Yisrael. And all of that is for you. Lahamid oscha, to stand you up. Ve'escha v'yirecha, and along with your friends, shetiyu Yisraelim am karovo krovim mamish, that you should be a people that are deserving to be called close and connected to Hashem. And hayatachlis bi'aso v'tirchas kacho, and that was the whole purpose of his coming into this world and being matriach himself to have a maimed arsini, all for you. And that same goal is something that you should share along with Hashem. Shetiya karov elav, you want to be close to Hashem. Right? Hashem wants us to be an Am Segula, His cherished nation. We should have the same feeling. I want to be as part of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's cherished group. That's your Libucha v'nafshecha yergishu afheim as a Kadosh Yisrael sheshochim v'kirumam, that your heart and your soul should feel the Holy One, a Kadosh Baruch Hu, who's dwelling amongst them, kind of like we explained earlier. And imkein and neil for gam ata tzarach lifovizir. But you got to do something to make that happen. Tzarach ata l'ores nafshecha mimizgar toy. You're going to have to now inspire your nefesh from its framework, from its box. Asher hizgura begufecha, with the nefesh that's locked up, that's closed up in your body. Well, the karva elavi, and take that nefesh and somehow or another try to bring it close to its father, and mitzapa ele, who's yearning for it. Avoda upudo vehergo rav tzrichim ezeh, we're going to require a lot of work and a lot of action and a lot of acclamation to be able to get to that. In other words, we're just going to start to speak about it. It's not going to be just yet, but we're going to start to speak about our Supreme Rather, is the idea of how, and it almost sounds like a little bit weird when we first hear this, how a person can be able to identify within his life what his neshama is, to have a connection, a little bit of an understanding, a feeling, what's happening inside me, and allow that neshama to be able to come closer and experience the Ribbono Shel Olam a lot more. But he's going to get back to that point that I just made very quickly right now. Talmid Vasek. Once again, we're just reading quickly because the words speak for themselves very much over here. My experience, Talmud Choshashani, I'm a little nervous, Shenif Alta Midvareinu Eli. You might have gotten a little shaken up, a little nervous by what we just said. Ad-Ata, up until now, Chashavta, you thought, Shekol Aliyosecha Shedarashnu Mimcha Adko, you thought that all of the Aliyah, all the growth that we demanded of you, and I told you that you're not a free person to exempt yourself from that. Every single person, remember things from back in the beginning, there has to realize that it's his job to raise the next generation of Tamidei Chachamim and Tzadikim and leaders for Am Yisrael. All of that, Hein Rak Eich Lanako says Midosecha, Ve'eich L'Rachik as Ava Kamaril Hanal. And you're saying to yourself, now, wait a second, all of that was only to cleanse some of my bad midos and to distance myself from the poison that I have within me. And you might have thought that if you can do that, you'll be called a real Jew. Yeah, that's what I would have thought. You thought that you understood what I was saying. Again, the truth of the matter is, if we actually stop and really thought, wow, if I was a person who could never be lazy, never be lackadaisical, always be doing what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants, not caring about anybody else, not caring about what other people have to say, etc. So in my mind, I would have thought that's like pretty darn good, right? The person's almost a tzaddik. And now, lo kein ata. And now that's not true anymore. Gam acher nikayun v'tikun raz hamidos. Even after you clean yourself and fix yourself from all those bad midos, shuv dorshim imimcha his aliyah his karvus. And now he's coming and telling me that we're demanding that you have to grow and you have to come close to Hashem. Aliyah yoser gedola shekolatz musacha yiskarev l'Hashem. A greater aliyah, a greater elevation that your entire being should come close to the Rabbanu Shel Olam. And davar shirak min tosefes b'einecha. You might look at that and say, but that's just icing on the cake. That's like some extra stuff. I don't really need that. Rak anoshim b'nei aliyah v'tzadikim ha'gedolim echad b'ir ha'beiz b'mishpacha tzrich ne'ishtad l'ovo eleh. You might think that only like great tzadikim, one or two people in a family might have to like work to be able to get there. But kol ish yisrael pashut patur mimenu. You might think that every just regular guy is exempt from such a concept to really become high up on the scale, to really have a full sense of the dveikus of the Kaddish Baruch Hu. So those are things. If I was like a full-time professional Jew and all I did was do Jewish things and I learned all day, whatever it is, maybe I could accomplish that. But toz gedolah tis, you're making a big mistake. Yehen emes, it is true. Shetzadikim haGedolim his karvusam v'aliyas nishmasim gedola harbi mi'od min asagas isha pash. It's 100% true that the level of the tzaddik and the tzaddik's closeness to Hashem is much, much higher than the comprehension of a regular person. Now, that's true. About gam kol ish yisrael eichshu, but every single Jew, no matter who he is, kemat i'ef shalo liyos yisrael ovidas Hashem b'lev yavesh u'benef yish yishen of etumun. It's going to be impossible to really serve Hashem if you have a cold, dry heart, if you have a sleeping and hidden neshama. Those things are not ingredients to get a person to become great and to get a person to accomplish something in Avodas Hashem. Too dry, too sound asleep is not going to happen. Im lo yalis atzmo al kaponim im lamayla me atzmo o lamayla me kol olam. If the person doesn't at times, every once in a while, elevate himself higher than himself, above the other things in the world. If he can't do that, then a person really lamaisa is not going to be able to make it as a real Ovid Hashem. He just mentioned a important idea that's going to come up later on, and he actually is marichiv. He expands upon it a lot in the sequel to the sefer called the Achsharas Avreichim. The idea that a person has the ability, and we all know this is true. We just say it in a way that like we hear the idea clear, that people have the ability at times to have what we're going to call inspirational experiences, moments where the person feels a little bit higher than he might normally. That he might normally feel on a regular basis. So what he writes over here is that a person has to realize if all life is humdrum and boring and dry and half asleep and dead, and the person doesn't have those experiences or able to feel some kind of an extra geschmack, or is able to feel some kind of an extra chizuk or growth or whatever it is, so then we really are going to be missing out a lot. And he explains more now what he means. Moshe Rabbeinu's Amar Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu says to the Jews, "At Areisa Ladas, you were shown to know ki Hashem hu ha'elokim, that Hashem is God. Ein od milvado, there's nothing else other than Him." Right, a very, very famous pasuk. Yeah, we've heard like a song, like a slow song, right? Yeah, without singing, good. Okay, very, very important pasuk. And lo ledoro bilvad Amar Zos. Moshe Rabbeinu was not only speaking to the people in his generation when he said this. We know the Torah is eternal. The Torah is talking to us always. Moshe Rabbeinu man higeinu anitzchihu. Moshe Rabbeinu is our eternal leader. Moshe Rabbeinu, there's a pasuk in the Torah that says, and Moshe told us, he's telling us, he's talking to me and you. V'gam ata, now also, machriz umashmiya l'kol lev v'nefesh Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu and the Torah is announcing and proclaiming to the heart and soul of every Jew. Ato areisa ladas, you were shown to know, you in a direct fashion, were shown to know ki Hashem hu Elokim ein ol milvado. Now what does that mean? Hayidiya, the knowledge, shenachshov shehashem yizbarach nimsa b'maro mechutzalana. And we know that there's a God who's found like up in Shemayim, who's outside of me. In other words, there's God and there's me. That knowledge, rak hareisa ladas, you were shown a vision, you saw and knew that that was true. Near of a nargish osa yizbarach hu ha'ikar. But the most important thing is going to be the idea that a person should see and feel that experience. To become at the tamid vasek, and you might tell me kvar hereisa ma'at ladas zos. The truth is, you were shown something to know that. V'im lo tira kinevim v'atzadikim ha'gedolim im shchidas kvodol neneged einecha. And it could be true that you don't see the Ribbono Shel'olam in the same way as the Nevi'im of your, the Nevi'im of your yesteryear, whatever it is, huh? Which one? Yesterday is better.
Your
Wizard is like from the Lone Ranger.
Yours sounds better.
From Lone Ranger.
Yesterday.
Yesterday.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Hayo Silver. Okay. So because it might be true that you don't have the same like vision of like wow God as the Nevi'im had. It's 100% true when Am Yisrael stood at Har Sinai and they were shown the Shechina and shown like a total image. A vision of, a perception of Hashem, like that was not what you're sitting here in this dining room experiencing right now. Kvar romaz lanu Moshe Rabbeinu, but Moshe Rabbeinu hinted to us something very, very important. He told us, v'yadata hayom, you should know today, v'ashivose el v'vechan, put it in your heart, ki Hashem hu Elokim Hashemayim imal v'an ha'aretz nitachas. You know that Hashem is God up in the heavens and here in the earth and nothing other than Him. And v'ashivose el v'vechan, when it says you should put it in your heart, Hashev el levavecha, stick it there. Teda, you should know ki Hashem olakim. Take your knowledge and somehow or another put that into your emotional experience. Ki reeina mahi haraada asher belibacha Hashem v'chukasva the Torah mitzvos to the tefila amitas. Let's take a look where we see that feeling, that knowledge is implanted within us, and sometimes we don't even realize that. You know what? I actually really feel a natural, instinctive, real, clear feeling of connection to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Sometimes people get caught up in the world of the intellectual thinking and trying to understand, etc. But we don't always really appreciate that. If a person now looks at his life, there are things that are going on inside of himself that are very clear indicators that he's there with a Kaddish Baruch Hu in a real way. Now, he gives an example. Why is it? Let's say, for example, when you elevate your thought, you have like a slightly higher, more refined idea. You say to yourself, "Ma tov hayali lu hayisi tzaddik gadol karov l'Hashem ketzaddikim asher milifnim." Wouldn't it be amazing if I could be this a great tzaddik like the tzaddikim of yesterday? Umamu ushar hayisila. Well, how happy would I have been, or would I be? Lu ispalalti est filosai kemagid mekarshin tzatzalamashu. If I was to be able to daven like the cousin Shemagid, like one of the big tzaddikim, I would, if you stop and say to yourself, like, if I could do that, wow, I'd be like really, really proud, really excited. I'd be very, very happy. V'niz dabakti v'niz achaditi betara ilo al yada. And if a person says, I would be able to come have a state of devekus and unity with Hashem, through that will make unbelievable. Libako kokach mizdazeya. And when you think those thoughts, your heart inside trembles. Now, again, it doesn't mean like you have like a murmur. What trembles means you have like a certain warm, fuzzy, like inspirational feeling. Like, wow, like you think back. What could I have been this, or could I be that? Kogufuka mefarches minchukazu. Your body might shake a little bit from that yearning. Asher yukdash yokedas ke'esh b'cha, which is really burning like a fire inside yourself. Now, me'ayin l'cha kol eila b'cha. Where do you get that from? Where does that feeling come from? Why, when you have a moment of inspiration, someone saying something, it gets you going, it gets you thinking. You're thinking to yourself, hey, you know what? Could life be different? Could I be much higher? Could this, that, the next thing? And when you feel that, again, I'm just going to use the expression, the warm feeling, the certain feeling of inspiration. So where does that come from? Im lo shilifnei adon Hashem tzivakos, asher the negda, we know what it is. It comes from nothing other than the fact that you inside of yourself instinctively understand that the master of the world is standing there in front of you. You yearn for him. You're going to desire him. That idea you should know and put in your heart is kishatoshiv el libacha. If you feel it in your heart, oz teida ki Hashem hu Elokim, then you will also know, you also come to understand that there's a God in this world, there's a God in this world also. Unbelievable. Right? And that's a very, very important idea that the Torah tells us that a person, if he's just being open with himself, can have experiences where, like, the truth is, like, he does have something inside himself, and he knows what really is true, and he knows what it's going to mean to be able to have a real sense of devekus and connection with a Kaddish Baruch Hu. A lot of times in the world that we live in, people take the opposite approach, or people take the idea that if I first was able to have, like, an incredibly clear intellectual understanding of everything that I do. So then, like, okay, everything is going to be good for me, and like that. And the emes is the Torah tells us that the order is the exact opposite. Things that are spiritual, that are beyond our comprehension in this world. And the bottom line is the world of spirituality is something that's beyond our comprehension. We can use different like words and ideas to try to depict certain things. You can read the Rambam who describes all the different levels of angels, the Seraphim and the Chayos and the Ophanim, and like I don't know that like, but until you actually like experience or see that or feel that, all these things can be a little bit, I don't want to say meaningless, but not as important as we might think. So the recipe, he writes over here, is that a person first has to start realizing that inside of himself he actually has a lot of simanim, a lot of different signs that are telling him, hey, you know what, like you really, really do believe in this. You really do feel that you could make it a lot more. The idea of, hey, I'd like to be this very, very chashuv person. Again, not for gaiva reasons, but for real reasons. I could be a big tzaddik. I could be an incredible Oved Hashem. That feeling when you say, you know, I really want to do it. And even if it's short-lasted, if like in 5 minutes after that you say to yourself, That was cute, but that's never happening, and you know, I can't do that. But the mere fact that you felt like that for a moment is already an indication that inside of yourself you have that magnetic draw, that magnetic pull back to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's a very, very real and powerful feeling. Now, he says, "Avol Moshe Rabbeinu lo levad v'yadata she'Hashem hu Elokim b'shamayim amar." He didn't only tell us that you have to know that there's a God in heaven. Rak gam mitachas ein od. What he also taught us is that also here in this world, mitachas, underneath the Shemayim, ein od is also nothing other than Hashem. Vizel ikar, and the truth is that's like the main idea. That's the most important part. And liros v'ledas, to see and to know, shegam lamata baritz ein od zilas Hashem yisbaruch v'kedushas, to really understand that down here in this world there's nothing else that's real more than Hashem and His Kedusha. How can a person really say that? I believe and I know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was found with me here in this world if inside of himself he has a foreign God. The Gemara says, what's the foreign God, the Avodah Zarah, that's found in a person's body? That's a reference to the person's Yetzer. Now we're gonna say some stuff over here that's a little bit heavy, and then I'm gonna try to do some, we're gonna call damage control, or a little hopefully psychological well-being after we. But let's hear the good stuff first. Now, Eich Yachal Adam Lomer. How could a person say to himself, look at himself in the mirror, and say Yisrael Ani V'Yes Hashem Ani Ovid? I'm a Yid. I'm a Jew. I'm serving Hashem. But im gam lahokel zar asher bekirbo lahavzil hu ove. But if inside he really serves his own yetzahara, serves the negative things, the same exact way he serves the Kadosh Baruch Hu, a love shomei of esrit sona chas v'sham amale. If he listens to the yetzahara and he fulfills the yetzer's directives, so like does he really 100% like mean what he says? I believe that ein ol milvado. How can a person approach Hashem and say to him to his face, I am blessing or talking to you, and you means ata, what we call lashon nocheach, face to face, like I'm talking to a friend, to tell yourself I'm talking face to face with God and I'm saying the words Elokeinu, he's our God, melech olam, he's the king. But believe Allah Habdil Kiazar Miskonein Ve'ilov Chasu Shalom, it's Atzmo Machniya. If the person at the same time like knows that he could bow and is likely to bow and crumble to any Yetzahara, so then his statement that you are Elokeinu, you are my God, you're the Melech Olam, that's a little wimpy. Like if you really believe that I was your God, I was the king of the world, so then like maybe you wouldn't be doing X, Y, and Z in life. Now I want to read through the mashal that we're going to read right now before we like elaborate more, and like I said, and do a little bit of a therapy here. You have to read the next. There's like a real, if you're thinking, which I hope that we are, what we're about to say is like a real smack in the face, like a nice like closed fist, like very, very strongly pull yourself back and just like slam, knock out to the jaw. Let's give a mashal. V'zeh ha'ikar. The idea, the ikar, the important point is, you want to try to be able to get rid of this foreign god, that Yetzer Hara from inside of yourself. Now, that sounds like scary. When you get rid of the Yetzer Hara, well, lo shadarshim anu mimcha shebapam achas tigar sheyukul. Obviously, I'm not asking you to, in one shot, be megarish, divorce yourself of the Yetzer Hara. That's not going to happen. Tashkim tim tatar mikol shemet v'chol. You're going to wake up one morning and find yourself pure of every remnant of the disease called the Yetzer Hara. That obviously is EF. That's impossible, and that's just not going to happen. Rakshal kapanim taschil ba'avodas chazu. But one thing I do want you to do, though, is to begin working on the idea of saying, you know what, I believe that I actually could, I believe intellectually and emotionally, that I actually could work to keep my Yetzer Hara in check, to be in control of it, and to deal with it. Taschil, you're going to start, about gam timsor kul chala, but to give yourself over to that job. You know, not just to say, oh, I did a nice little thing today. I woke up and I, you know, checked off my Negelbaster thing. I wanted to stay asleep, and I woke up, you know, today. Okay, so I missed the first 10 minutes of davening, but, like, you know, Lamaisa yesterday I wasn't there at all, so you see, I'm working on my Yetzer Hara. No. Yet there has to be a level of Mesiras Nefesh, a level of dedication, where a person says, I'm really going to try, I'm really going to work at it. And he gives a mashal, a very, very powerful mashal. Mashal amad davar doma. A melech shiz ganev oyavav ubov his konein be'armono. Let's say you have a king whose enemy sneaks into the palace and sets up shop there. Ground floor in the basement, the arch enemy of the king, give a name, whoever that's going to be, the arch enemy of the king takes up residence in the palace. Okay. V'ayosh v'hoyah. Now it is like this. Im sar ha'armon yis'amis b'chol kocho l'gayosh yis'ayiv. If the minister, the guy, is going to work with all of his strength to get rid of that enemy, ha'melech ol yich'as v'lo yazvu. The melech is not going to get angry, the melech is not going to fire him from his job. We're fighting a war, we're working on this. Ozer hulo, the king is going to help out. And every step or room that the minister, the guy, is able to get that enemy out of, the melech is going to rush quickly to take up residence in there. Put his flag, this is mine, get his guys in there. Right? Every little step is important as a major accomplishment. But what would happen if the trusted, appointed minister of the king decides he's just going to, like, kick back, chill, and be lazy, and not actually deal with the fact that on the radar screen there's, like, big red flashing thing saying the guy who wants to kill you is sitting here living in your room. And I, oh, that's cute. Okay, fine. What's going to happen? I've never seen a horror movie live. Let's see what's going to happen. Lo yarev lo yilachim. If the guy's not going to fight, he's not going to wage war. V'avim yargesh ha-melech sh'od mashalim hu. What would happen even more than that? If the melech gets wind that his trusty minister, his right-hand man, has made peace, has made a contract, a deal with the enemy, and he actually listens to him, he's working for him. Well, tukad ke'ish chamasa, he would be like fuming, angry, mamish on fire. Yixof would be in something, angry, what's the other word to run for? Infuriated, thank you. V'charfei, when curse him out, lemar, nochel ubogeid, you traitor, and you rebeller. As dirasi la'oyvai masarti, you gave over my house to my enemy, vod imo hishlamt, and you made peace with him, eich toz od ramos osi, how can you expect to turn around, like, how could you turn around and try to trick me, lie to my face, and lomarli, to tell me, malki atav oskani over, you're my king, and I serve you. That you're sick in the head, you're working for the other guy, that this is insane. Yeah, and that actually, like, is a little, right? That, like, isn't sin. That would be bad, right? That's when you find, like the guy in the government is a spy, is a traitor, and all that. It's horrible. That's the nimshal betach atam yatzcham meivin. Now, the nimshal here, you for sure are going to understand on your own. And that's why we're going to spell it out for you, because you for sure understand this on your own. Gufucha v'nishmascha, your body and soul, is the armon shal ein sofu. That is the palace of the everlasting God, the infinite God. Asher bo yishko, and that's the place where he's going to live. But akel zara yetzahara oyev hamelech, that yetzahara is the enemy. This is a dramatic little book that we're living in over here. You got an enemy that's there. He's ganei b'cha, and it's stolen into your life. U'b'cha, he's konein, is living inside of you. So matigdal chamaz malka shel olam bir oso sha'ata sar harmon lo levachin asatel ha'oyev lekelzar lishkon bikirbucha. How angry should Hashem be when he sees that you, who are the minister of the palace, not only did you let the guy in and live there, v'rak odi shlamti ito, but you made peace with him. You're okay with his presence. Tichna lefan of you bowed him, ve'ilov tishman, you listened to him. Yiksor v'yikra lecha nocha leboger. Hashem has every right to get angry at you, infuriated at you, and call you a traitor and a spy. Eich o terama osi lomerli baruch ata Hashem elokeinu, and Hashem looks at you and says, what are you trying to fake me out? You're telling me I'm elokeinu, melech ha'olam, when you're on the other guy's team? Get out of here. Lachain and therefore hachel anod lanako says midosecha machshavosecha shalotiena bor refesh. You really want to try to work to clean your midos and your thoughts, that you should not just be a pit of decay. Avod nabuchol libuchol the kadesh son. Really try to work hard to sanctify yourself. Hamelech es Hashem, hamlech es Hashem aleihem, and make Hashem the king over your life. Sharaka kidiburo mitzvos of tas, that you only want to do His word in mitzvos. Tadaber avtach, even just only think in Torah, speak in divrei Torah, etc. Let's now go over a little bit what just happened. Because again, I should hope that you feel a little bit uncomfortable and realize the enormity of, like I said before, the brick that was thrown in our face. The Rebbe here points a very, very sharp mashal. Sometimes Musar is given in a sharp way, and this, and again, Leonidas Daiti is definitely one of those sharp moments that are there. Right? And there's a lot of important points within the mashal that was given. Right? Let's just start off on the base level. Yeah? The idea that there's this relationship. I'm the Sar Harmon. Right? I'm the minister. I'm that guy. The Ribbono Shel Olam is planning on living in my house. I have a Yetzer Hara that's living inside of me, that I know that the king wants me to deal with. That I know that if I want to be an honest guy and actually pledge my allegiance to the king of the universe, yeah, so that doesn't really stim all that well with my comfortability level with my Yetzer Hara. Right? Now, as he pointed out, if a person is actually trying to work on that and says, like, I understand that there's a problem, right? Here we got the enemy living inside the palace. Okay, that's what we call a royal problem, right? So I got to deal with this literally. I got to deal with this. I have to try to make sure that something is going to change. So if I make an effort and I'm trying, right? Sometimes you lose a war, sometimes you win a war. But if the effort is being made to say, listen, I really, really want to do this, a loss is understandable, right? You might lose some soldiers. Sometimes a room might get lost to the enemy. You have to retreat a little bit before you get yourself strong again, regroup, and fight one more time. But if the fight is being done for real, the bottom line is you're doing the best that you possibly can, and that's going to be okay. The problem is when the person becomes complacent, when the person makes peace with himself and says, like, okay, so I got a yetzer, I do all these things wrong, and that's okay. I don't really care. I'm just going to do this, and it doesn't really matter to me. So at that stage, and again, I'm not really dealing with it. That's just not for me, and I can't handle that. So it's at that stage that philosophically he's pointing out to you that you got to realize, like, that you're doing something that's very, very hypocritical, right? To be able to turn to a Kadosh Baruch Hu and say, oh, my king, and you're my God, and you don't really believe that, you don't really care about that. And again, doesn't make that much sense. Now, the truth of the matter is, a person has to remember. This is where, like we said, the therapy part comes in. A person has to remember, no matter what he does in life, no matter how bad he gets, right? The Gemara says, the famous Gemara Sechta Kiddush in the first parak, Rav Meir says, Bein kach u'bein kach abanayim. Even if a person is an Oved of Avodah Zarah, Rav Meir says, Nigmar, Hashem says, you're my children, I love you, and all of that. So, meaning to say, you're still supposed to daven and say, Baruch at Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, even if, like, on this philosophical level, you realize, well, I'm not acting my life in a way that shows that I believe that Hashem is my king and my God. Okay, so I can be hypocritical. Okay, let me give you a very simple klal. Hypocrisy is like a good thing at times. In other words, better to be hypocritical and daven and do mitzvos and say the brachos than not doing those things. You're supposed to try to do that. But realize in your mind that there's some work to be done. If you're making the effort, then like we said, then there's no taina on you in the slightest bit. But to come to peace, to come determined and say, well, this is just the way I am. Yeah? And I can't deal with it. And it's not going to change. And it can change. So that's where we have this like paragraph over here with this mashal that says that's incredibly bad right now. And it's also not true. Right? We have a job to work. We have a job to try. We have a job to make, you know, every effort that we possibly can. But at the end of the day, right, when a person says, I actually, like, feel and believe this thing of he's the Melech Olam and he's my God and I want to listen to him, that the person is going to be able to find within himself ways to be able to combat that yetzer. And again, as he said quickly at the beginning, we're not talking about combating the yetzer and being victorious in one pop. We're talking about a life of work. We're talking about difficulty, challenges, nisyonos, and all of that. But there can't be a sense of complacency. The moment that a person says, this is, and let me explain what complacency means. I'm not reading a dictionary definition, but a practical definition. When a person is not striving to grow, when a person is not striving to change, when a person doesn't realize and actually believe that he can be different, he doesn't have to be the same way he always was, that's called complacency. That's called I gave up. That's called it's just not happening. So if you happen to have been born like the biggest tzaddik in the world and whatever it was, which that, keep in mind, hasn't ever happened from the beginning of time till the end. So it's probably not you, because there never has been a person like that before. But if you were to be born, that guy who's like always, yeah, I don't know what they were talking about anymore, actually. What did I talk? What's going on? Totally drew a blank. Right, so then you can say, like, yeah, I am the way I am, and I was born at tzaddik, pat myself in the back, and I say, great, gavaldik, and there, and, you know, and there I am, and I have it made. But if you're one of us from the Homo sapien, yeah, that's who we are, okay? If you're one of us from those Homo sapien guys, so then recognizing, yes, you do have faults, and you do have issues, and you do have things that you need to work on, it's not shayach to become complacent. You can't say, well, this is who I am, and this is the way it is. You can say, I have a certain idea, an interest in changing. That's already a big thing. That's an important thing. Even better yet is when the person actually does things to make a change and to grow and to develop himself. That's an even better thing. And obviously, when a person starts off in that direction, he actually now stands a chance to be successful at that growth and that accomplishment. But the thought of, this is who I am, and I'm going to stay this way, and I don't even care to change, that's like a very, very severe peace treaty that just got made with this enemy called the Yetzer Hara. And that, like we said, that is like a real hypocrisy for a person to look at himself as an Ovid Hashem if he's not going to be interested in that kind of a growth and change. Okay, we're going to call it here for now. Be'ezer Hashem, next time we...